you have time?
Let's do it.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on Renovation Podcast. My name's John Oglesby. I'm here with Dr. Christopher Cohn. Dr. Cohn, I was talking a little bit earlier with you, a little bit about this, but I really want to kind of dive in, and I figure, hey, let's talk about it and see what others think who's listening to the podcast. I've been approached by a lot of individuals, and as you know, I've been going to Calvary for going on 3 years, and I just started my Master's of Divinity here. And I oftentimes get this question of, why are you at Bible college? Why are you spending all of that time at a Bible college when you could essentially, you could have went to, you know, the University of Kansas or some big state university and got some really, you know, got a degree in engineering or whatever, which originally is actually what I was going to do, was structural engineering. And so they ask that question a lot. And the heart of the question, which as I've went through discussion with people, the real heart of the question is, why does theology matter? Because that's really what I'm getting at a Bible college or a school that holds the Bible as the authority. That's what I'm getting. And so that's really the heart of the question. Why does theology matter? And you know, initially, when I first started getting the question, my response is, well, I want to be a pastor. And they would go, okay, well, that makes sense then, why you're spending all this time at school. But the problem is, I think that Bible college or theology matters beyond because I'm becoming a pastor. And so we want to kind of discuss that. And I think that also hits kind of the heart of Renovation Podcast, taking theology and applying it to life. And why that affects our life in such a large way.
You know, I think about the trend of people, when they get out of high school, they leave the church.
Mm-hmm.
There's a large percentage where that's what's happening. They get out of high school, they become independent and have no particular use for the church. Why does that happen? I think these two concepts are related. In large part, I think we have not done a good question of we have not done a good job of answering that question,
right?
Why theology matters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talk about it, and we talk about the importance of theology. It is important. We talk about encouraging young people to continue and to learn, but we don't really effectively tell them why. And when I say we don't effectively tell them why, because they're leaving, and I think that's a bit of proof of that.
Right.
So when someone asks that question, so why are you studying the Bible, and they understand your desire and your ministry is involved in pastoral areas, they say, oh, well, that makes sense. You're a pastor. That's why you need the Bible. That's why you need theology. But I don't, because I'm not going to be a pastor, so you go do your thing. I'm going to go do my thing. It's really interesting. It reminds me of, first of all, Colossians 3:16, which is a verse we've talked about in different contexts here, but he's talking to believers in general at the church at Colossae, and he says, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another, psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. How can I do things in the name of the Lord Jesus if I do not know what the Lord Jesus wants? To do something in the name of someone is to do something in their stead. It's almost like power of attorney. It's like I'm representing you or you're representing me. And I'm saying, yes, John Oglesby approves of this message, right?
Right.
Well, I have to have some knowledge of you and the authority to be able to do that, to represent you. If I don't know you, I don't know what's important to you, what matters to you, what you care about, and we haven't interacted and you haven't given me any authority, then how dare I say, well, this is what John would say, or this is what John wants. You know, and it's fun doing this podcast because we have contexts and scenarios where we do speak for each other in that setting because we're working on this joint ministry and project. It's really interesting. We can't do that if we're not interacting, right? Mm-hmm. So how can I do everything in word or deed, in other words, everything I'm saying and everything I'm doing, how can I do that in the name of the Lord Jesus if I don't know the Lord Jesus?
Right.
I can know him in the sense of having believed in him, have the relationship established, but the ongoing aspect of relationship is so important. John 17:3 describes that this is eternal life, that you may know God. It's this ongoing relationship. That's what eternal life is. How can I know someone if I'm not listening to them? So that takes us back to the beginning of verse 16. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. Richly. So it's got to be at home, but richly, overflowingly. And he's not talking to pastors. He's not talking to quote-unquote theologians or full-time ministry people, vocational ministry. He's talking to people who believe in Christ. So our responsibility is to grow in him. And we can go back a few verses to chapter 3, really 1 through 4. He says, therefore, if you've been raised up with Christ. So there's a conditional state, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you have been raised up with Christ, we go back in the context and we see that every believer has been raised up with Christ, regardless of what they're doing with their vocation. If you have, then what? Keep seeking the things above. The word is related to our word for zeal, zeteo. It's to be zealous for. To keep focusing on the things above, not on the things that are on earth. So I can serve God in a job that is completely secular, in the same way that I can serve God in a job that is, you know, vocational ministry. The idea is everything that a believer does in word or deed ought to be done in the name of Christ. So let's take structural engineering. Let's say I'm designing a bridge. Can I design a bridge for the glory of God? Can I design a building? Can I assess weight limits and capacities? Is that stuff that honors the Lord? Well, yeah, I'm using his creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we draw a dichotomy sometimes between our spiritual lives and our regular lives. Well, yeah, I should read the Bible, I should have quiet time, devotionals, that type, but that I got to do life. And what I'd suggest is Paul in Colossians is trying to draw believers to recognize everything you do is to be done in the knowledge of and in the name of Christ. So even if someone isn't going to a Bible college or a Christian university to study the Word, let's say they're going to a secular university to study just a discipline to get a job. That's fine. That's noble. That's a good thing. In that, they still need to be doing that in the name of the Lord. They still need to know the Lord. They still need to understand what he wants, which means studying his word diligently, daily. So it's not you're a professional Christian, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, as we talk about, you know, why does theology matter? Again, the question, why does theology matter essentially in our lives? It's important to realize that the root or the source of theology is Scripture, is the Bible. So why, you know, and again, that's why this question is really the heart of the question of why do you go to a Bible college? Why do you spend so much time there? Is really, why does theology matter? Because that theology or knowing God comes from Scripture. And so that's why whenever it says, you know, knowing Christ, let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, etc., etc. And then in 17, it follows that up with whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Lord Jesus. And you're talking about knowing Christ before we can do that. And prior to that, it gives us the way of knowing him. And that is Scripture, the Bible. It's God's communication to us about himself and the world. And so the importance of Bible college, again, why does theology matter? But before really we can answer that, you have to know the source of theology is from Scripture. And that's where we're going to find that theology.
The word theology is simply the study of God, right? Mm-hmm. Theos, God, logos is the word. So ology is a form of logos. So it's the word about God, right?
Right.
Or the study of God. And I hope listeners caught the importance of what you said, that theology, and I would add the word good theology, correct theology, yeah. is supposed to come from the Word. There is no other source where we will discover truth about God in any very specific way. Now, there's general revelation, right? The world right. around us and creation. And that reveals some basic attributes like we see in Romans chapter 1, but the Word of God is a different story. I think about 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All Scripture, the writings, they're God-breathed, and they're profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, in order that, and you have that purpose statement there in verse 17, in order that the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work. And I know we've talked about this probably in several of these podcasts, the idea that we are to be rooted in the Word of God comes from this concept, that it is God's Word, it's profitable, it's good for all these things, and its design is that we will be through it made adequate and equipped for every good work, for the path that God has designed for us. So if I am not focused on His Word, doesn't matter what I do for a living, doesn't matter if I'm in a quote-unquote ministry or a secular job, the fact is, what we see at the end of Colossians 3 and 17 is that our work matters to God. Whatever we're doing is to be done in the name of the Lord. So every believer is in ministry. Every believer's vocation is ministry.
Right.
Right? And I think that's where we fall down, is we forget and we draw a distinction between church things and then normal things, or church things and secular things, and from the sacred and the profane, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really unfortunate, because it keeps us from having the riches that God has given us. We have every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ right now. And when we create that dichotomy in our lives, we're basically taking all those spiritual blessings, setting them into one little category, and then trying to do our life without that. When instead, if we just simply recognize our whole life is spiritual life, and our whole life is to be done in the name of the Lord, our whole life is to be done in fellowship with God, our whole life is to be examined through the truth of Scripture, then all of these things connect with every area of my life. And life makes sense. It becomes complete in that sense, where we have meaning and purpose clearly defined and understood in every area. So when someone asks, you know, why I'm studying the Bible, or why theology matters, it doesn't just matter to me or to you. It should matter to every believer in Christ. We got to know all of it. We're accountable mm-hmm. for all of it.
Right. And just another text I want to look at real fast to kind of point more to that. And it is 2 Timothy 2:15. It's a verse that I keep close to the chest as I live life. And you know, the text is Paul talking to Timothy, who is essentially a disciple of his, raising up. And again, this is right at the end of Paul's life, right before he's going to be martyred. And he knows this, that his life is coming to an end. And so we see in 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, how accurately handling the word of truth." And so as I read this, I see, you know, Paul is urging Timothy to be diligent. He's to present himself approved to God as a workman or laborer who does not need to be ashamed, and he does that by handling the word of truth. And so there's this urgency. We want to be approved by God, and we do that by handling Scripture. So as I come to school and I see an importance of theology that is received from the Bible as one where, yes, I want that to just permeate and just come into and come out of me in all of life. I want to know Scripture, I want to know theology, and I want to know my God as well as I can through reading the Bible, so that I know that and I can live that in everyday life and everyday living for the purpose of, I want to be approved by God. As I handle this truth that God has given us, as He gives me the Bible and He has given me His Word, I want to handle that accurately and have correct or good theology out of Scripture so that I can be approved by my Creator. And I see that. And yes, Timothy was in a pastor-like position. But as a laborer or someone who is working for the Lord, we are all doing so. And this scripture, this text specifically, verse 15, does not just apply to me as I pursue the pastorate. It applies to me as I'm an assistant director at Calvary. It applies to me as a father and as a husband and as one who wakes up in the morning with bedhead and, you know, and takes a shower and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it applies to me as just an everyday person who is living life with the purpose of glorifying God through the knowledge of Him and allowing that knowledge or that theology to affect my life and how I act and how I pursue God.